The Federal Lifeline program was set up under President Reagan to ensure the poorest citizens have phone access in case of emergencies. In October, the Georgia Public Service Commission passed a rule that required wireless companies to collect the $5 fee from its Lifeline customers in an effort to cut down on what they said was widespread fraud in the program. A trade group of wireless phone companies challenged the fee in court. John Heitman, an attorney representing a pair of Georgia wireless companies, argues the fee oversteps the state's authority and unfairly impacts hundreds of thousands of Georgians who use the program as intended.
Federal law preempts the PSC from regulating rates for wireless carriers, and I think consumers should not be punished for the act of a very small number of unscrupulous consumers who violate program rules.
In the court order, the judge agreed that was a valid enough basis to stop the fee from going into effect while the case plays out in court. Heitman said the judge's order bodes well for a permanent decision overturning the fee.
A significant number of low-income Georgians would be forced off the Lifeline program just because they couldn't afford to pay the $5.
The state can appeal the decision, but it's unclear if that will happen. PSC Chairman Chuck Eaton, who in October voted against the fee, said he's consulting with state attorneys on how to move forward. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.